Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, February 9th, 2017, and welcome back to the big show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. We're having a bit of a snow day here in western New Jersey. It's cold and snowy, but beautiful as I look out the window here. And there is a lot to talk about. We've had a crazy couple of weeks since our last episode when we talked about VR and trends and AI that we need to understand. Are they hype or are they hope for marketers as we go forward? And one trend we didn't talk about is mobile. And there's a bunch of reasons for this. And the biggest is it's time to stop talking about mobile as a trend. Mobile is a way of life. I did a webinar with Biznology a few weeks back where we talked about the key trends driving digital in 2017. And I led by saying we have to just take mobile for granted. And one of the reasons that this is so, we just saw this past week during the Super Bowl. There were multiple ads for mobile gaming, including one featuring Arnold Schwarzenegger. So these were people who spent, you know, millions of dollars for an ad and millions of dollars or however much they had to pay Schwarzenegger to appear in the ad for them. There were multiple ads for mobile games and not a single one for any desktop games or, console games. Which should tell you that mobile gaming is a big, big business. And it couldn't be a big business if people hadn't embraced mobile so fully into their lives. In fact, there's a great bit of research that came from Cisco this past week. They have a new report out that talks about how big mobile will be. In addition to how big it is already, they're already seeing that mobile data traffic is going to increase 7 times in the next 4 years. That's insane. So that means it's going to double, and then it's going to double again, and then it's almost going to double again, right? Because that's how you get to an 8x increase, right? In just 4 years. That's astonishing. And what it's done is it changes customers' behaviors so much. We're seeing tons of research. There was a great piece in CMS Wire, but a great piece in terms of how mobile changes the customer experience. They say where customer experience is going, we don't need checkout lines. And they're talking about things like Amazon Go and how we're going to see more of this blurring, as to use their word, between our physical and digital worlds. Now, I would argue that line is absolutely non-existent for the most forward-thinking of companies and the most forward-thinking of customers. If you think about something like Uber, and I know I talk about Uber a lot, but there's a reason for it. If you look at the way Uber works, there's no distinction between the physical and the digital there. It's all part of an integrated whole that just works. And that's the sort of thing that Amazon is trying to do with Amazon Go, and the sort of thing we need to see more companies do as they go forward. Because the ones that do are the ones who are always going to win. You know, there's great research that shows that, this is over on Marketing Charts, that shows that people are using lots of different ways to make purchases. You know, they're talking about typing credit card details into a mobile website, directly to a mobile phone bill, via an app, via a mobile wallet, transferring airtime, etc. But the point is that people are actually doing this. This isn't a case of something they're going to do in the future. This isn't a case of something that they're not doing yet. It's what they're doing right now. So the thing you have to be aware is, if you don't have this tightly integrated customer experience, if you don't help the customer at every stage in the journey and recognize that mobile is simply a fact of life, you're going to struggle to connect with your customers and potentially lose them to competitors. Now, Clix has a piece where they ask, you know, should retailers, and I would argue you can expand this beyond retailers to any kind of business, should you be looking at mobile app versus mobile web? And they make some great points about how, you know, each of these pieces, you know, mobile apps are better for loyalty, mobile apps are a more holistic experience, but mobile web is easier to access and makes it simpler for people to engage with you. And the answer isn't which is it, it's what's the right experience for your customer. What's the thing that's going to help your customer achieve their goals most effectively and most successfully? Because that's what really drives the conversation. That's what really drives this sense of connection between you and your customers. It's that experience. It's that being there to help when they need you to. You know, I've talked about this before. Julie Ask from Forrester Research has this great phrase that she uses where she talks about, you know, data and mobile data in particular, where she talks about, don't be big brother, be big mother, right? Are you collecting the data because it helps you provide a better service to your customer, like a mother would, taking care of their family? And if you're doing that, then that's okay. And I would think the same is true when we talk about how you connect with your customer using mobile, when you use a mobile experience. Are you actually thinking about what works for the customer? Or are you just thinking about ways you can get deeper into their pocket? Because one of those is going to make a bigger difference in terms of your long-term success. I would also really invite you to check out, I have a link to a lot of these in the show notes, but CMO.com has a great point about seamless trends or digital trends for 2017 and how seamless customer experience calls for change. Now, again, in that same webinar I mentioned a moment ago, I argued that customer experience is the new marketing. And CMO.com basically makes a similar point that you need to be very, very focused on the customer experience from the word go. And to kind of bring these pieces all together, a customer experience that doesn't take mobile for granted, that doesn't take mobile as the norm, that doesn't account for mobile, isn't going to work well for your customers, and ultimately isn't going to work well for your business. So as we look at the trends for how we go forward in 2017, yes, voice is going to matter. Yes, augmented reality is going to matter. Yes, AI is going to matter. And maybe VR is going to matter. But the thing that connects voice and AR and AI in particular is mobile. They take for granted that your customer has a mobile device on them and is ready to access it at any time. If you can embed that into the customer experience at every touch point, then you're going to set yourself up for success both in 2017 and as you go forward. And really, that's the way you're going to win in the long run. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and to remind you that you can get the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, I would encourage you to go ahead and click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there so that you never miss an episode. You can also find us on iTunes or Stitcher Radio or the Google Play Store, whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates and on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. Lastly, you can send me an email. Just shoot an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week, a fantastic weekend, and I will look forward to speaking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.